This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools has paid $2.1 million to the federal government to resolve an investigation into its misuse of AmeriCorps funds. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Investigators say that in 2015 and 2016, the state's largest school district falsely told the federal AmeriCorps program that a portion of the staffers allocated to DPS had performed service hours necessary to qualify for awards, when they did not perform those hours. The district double-counted teachers' paid work as national service hours, meant to enhance supports for the kids, and deprived at-risk kids of extra help. A former DPS employee told investigators they quote-unquote pushed the envelope in ways that broke AmeriCorps' rules. In addition to the federal fine, DPS fired people in charge of the program. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Undergraduate students at Metropolitan State University of Denver won't have to worry about their tuition rising. CPR's Paolo Jalsida has more.
Starting this fall, each incoming class is guaranteed an unchanged tuition schedule for 4 years. So while tuition may rise for each incoming class, students will still pay the rate they agreed to when they first enrolled. The only price changes will be mandatory student fees, which fund student amenities like health centers and bus passes. The university's leadership hope a stable, predictable price of admission will help attract students, even during times of intense financial pressure. I'm Paolo Jalsida, CPR News.
A former Greeley police officer charged with assault for using a chokehold pleaded guilty Tuesday. The Greeley Tribune reports that Officer Ken Amick's plea agreement means he will serve no time for using excessive force, arresting a man last summer. Amick was fired from the police department. He'll have to do 50 hours of community service and undergo anger management evaluations. Chokeholds are banned by state law. Coloradans bet more than $313 million on sports in June, a big jump from the same time last year. A lot of the new betting was on the Colorado Avalanche ahead of their NHL championship.